This is Kelly Blewett. We're here tonight with Rochelle Hurt, author of the new book of poetry, The Rusted City. Rochelle has an MFA from the University of North Carolina in Wilmington, and her poetry has appeared in the Kenyon Review, the Southeast Review, the Cincinnati Review, and the Mid-American Review. Welcome, Rochelle.
Hi, thanks, Kelly.
Can you tell us a little bit about The Rusted City?
Sure. The Rusted City is a collection of poetry, but it's also a novel in poems. There's a narrative arc to it. It's about an imaginary family living in a rusted city, quite literally. So the rusted city is this sort of surreal place that, of course, is inspired by the Rust Belt. But it's the metaphor is sort of taken to the extreme here, and the city is literally sort of covered in rust.
Tell us where the Rust Belt is, physically located.
You mean in the real world?
Yes.
The Rust Belt stretches through several states in the Midwest, but particularly in Northeast Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. And I'm from Youngstown, Ohio, which is situated right there between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. So Youngstown was an old steel town, which means in the 70s, when industry started to decline, they became part of the Rust Belt.
And you write that in this book of poems, you didn't want to give a real sort of physical sense of the Rust Belt. You wanted to give an emotional or metaphorical sense. Can you tell us a little bit about how you approach that and what that means?
There have been, I think, a lot of books and documentary films and journal articles about the Rust Belt that are done in sort of a documentary style. And I think that's important. But for my purposes, it wasn't right. I wanted to focus on the subjective experience of the Rust Belt. And I wanted to portray the city in a way that not only addressed some of the negative aspects or the darker aspects of living in the Rust Belt, but also allowed for some kind of magic and whimsy. I mean, it can be sort of a surreal place.
And this city, you know, the setting of this book, it's like the city is just crumbling to rusty bits all over the characters. The houses are falling apart. You say that it's both terrifying and whimsical. Can you tell us, maybe share one of the poems that sets the stage for this kind of rusted city?
So in the book, there are two different series. The main series is composed of prose poems that follow the narrative of this family. And then the other series embedded within the book are short, lineated poems that tell of sort of an imaginary history of how the city got to be the way it is. So I'll read one of the poems from that shorter series about the history of the rusted city. This one's called In the Century of Rust. In the century of rust, the city's shoulders glittered with fiery dust. Dramatic, wind-driven, it cloaked every citizen and found its way into each of the body's hollows. It fell from their mouths in scabs when they sang too loud, yawned too long, or sighed too heavily. It left iron-orange streaks on their tongues when they kissed, so it was always apparent when two had been kissing. Nightly, they had to brush their hands along each other's spines just to keep their backs from rusting out. That stuff, mothers would say to one another, we'll eat through anything.
It's kind of a haunting poem. Does it resonate with you with Youngstown in some ways?
It does. Youngstown, I think, you know, I mentioned before that the Rust Belt is sort of a surreal place, and I guess it's surreal in a haunting way. There are a lot of relics from the successful past of the city, empty warehouses and things like that, that are haunted by the past, but like I said, also have these sort of whimsical elements. You know, some of those industrial spaces that have been abandoned but that are still around, nature has begun to creep back into them. So you find small plants and animals inhabiting these warehouses. You find patterns of rust and corrosion that can actually be quite beautiful sometimes, opportunities for reclaimed spaces, things like that. I mean, there's a sense that the city is haunted by its past in a way, but some of those haunted spaces can also be opportunities.
Yes. And you talk about how fairy tale motifs can kind of provide a way to speak into those unusual spaces with both the animals and the nature and the rust and the sort of the ruin. Can you tell us about how fairy tales influence the creation of the Rusted City?
I saw the fairy tale tradition and the fable tradition as one alternative to that documentary style that I was talking about. So I decided to, for example, rather than give these characters specific names, they have these kind of archetypal fairy tale or fable names, like the favorite father, the quiet mother, the smallest sister, because I think in order to make the experiences in the book both specific and subjective, yet also have historical relevance, I wanted to tap into some of that archetypal figure.
And you are going to read us a couple of poems that feature these characters. Were you thinking about reading maybe the first and the last poem from the book?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start with the first poem that opens the book. And so this is part of that longer series of prose poems in the book that take you through the family's life. And this is called The Old Mill. The old mill is where the birds live, the smallest sister tells her mother. I saw them weaving baskets in the eaves. The quiet mother slides a thread between her lips and sucks a minute, as if on licorice. She's working on a slipcover. That's impossible, she says, eyes crossed on the thread she now pulls from her mouth. They're gone. The smallest sister shakes her head, a spring-hinged door swinging as the birds flit in and out and in. On the floorboards, a shadow show unfolds while the quiet mother weaves a needle into her hand and mends. The shrubs peck quietly at the window. Steel mill, still mill, sill mill, the smallest sister thinks. The birds are there, eating the rust from their wings. And now I'll read the last poem in the collection. This is called The Smallest Sister is Radiant. So as you can see, there's definitely a focus on the smallest sister in this book. The smallest sister is radiant inside. Patient under her tongue, a word waits like a grenade of rust, fool's gold, and what else she can't say. She can't say why she swallows the word, but when she does, she knows it will burst in her throat one day. She knows the scraps will scatter like buckshot and burrow downward, lodging in all of her hollows. Industrious shovels, the shreds of rust and rock let loose, will cultivate a network of tunnels for light to seep through. Gold flakes will settle into the spaces between her vertebrae, crumbling over time into a fine dust that will coat the lobes of her lungs with glittering stillness. She can't say when it will arrive, but she knows at the moment of death she will be brilliant. Her body will shine like a city inside.
Thank you, Rochelle. That is a really wonderful poem.
Thank you.
If our listeners wanted to hear you read from this book in person, you do have a reading coming up.
I do, here in Cincinnati, in the Northside neighborhood. I'll be reading on Saturday, March 29th at a small art gallery called Thunder Sky Gallery. And I'll be actually reading with a fellow Cincinnati writer, Anne Valente, who writes fiction. So we'll both be there that night. And there's more information about that. If readers are interested, they can look online at the Thunder Sky Gallery site.
Excellent. And I think we'll have some information about that as well at our website, wvxu.org. And could you also tell us what you're working on now?
Sure. I'm currently in the final stages of completing my second collection of poetry, which is also focused on the idea of place, though it's not specific to the Rust Belt. There are a series of poems, for example, in that collection that are these sort of self-portraits in cities with odd names. So, for example, there's a city in Ohio, and a lot of them are actually small towns or townships, but the city in Ohio is called Honesty. So the name of the poem is In Honesty, Ohio, and I sort of play with the phrase In Honesty, that kind of thing. I'm also teaching a course in the spring at University of Cincinnati on Midwestern literature. So obviously it's a tradition that I'm very interested in, and I'm hoping to cover books about the Midwest that people might not expect to show that it's actually a pretty diverse place.
And your own work shows that as well, I think.
I hope so, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Rochelle. We're here with Rochelle Hurt, the author of The Rusted City. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.
And the songbirds keep singing.